Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Now, we want to chat to you this morning about the bindies in the garden. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing.
Yes.
And I just have no idea how we get rid of them. What do you do?
Well, they're peeping their little heads up at the moment. They're coming into seed, so you're obviously feeling them under your feet. And what do you do, boy? Well, you've got to identify them first. I mean, you obviously see the little seed pods, but you need to look for the little ferny foliage before it actually seeds.
Ah.
And that is usually, they start growing from the seeds in autumn, and throughout winter you'll see them popping up in the bare patches in your lawn. And when they're actually flowering in spring and summer, it's a bit too late to control those plants. So you need to keep an eye out for them in wintertime and attack them then.
Okay, so once they pop up, it's too late, bad, you've got bindies.
Yeah, the bindies are there and you'll be transporting and your pets will be transporting them around the garden. And as they say, 1 year seeding, 7 years weeding.
Oh.
Looking forward to a lot of weeding.
Nasty stuff. So how do you prevent them then if you see that they're popping up? What do you do to get rid of the bindies?
Well, the best thing to do before they even arrive is to keep your lawn in tip-top condition. Don't cut it too short because bindies will only come up and the seeds will only grow if they have sunlight and water and soil to grow in. And if your lawn is nice and bushy and thick, they're not going to get that sunlight,
if
you know what I mean. So that's the best way to do it. So don't cut your lawn too short. Keep it nice and bushy because otherwise you'll scalp it and the lawn will sort of burn off and leave patches in it and doesn't look good and the bindy will come in. And then keep it well watered and fertilised if possible. And in winter it sort of slows down a bit. That's why the bindies rear their heads. So keep the grass nice and long in winter. And if you need to control them, there's a couple of ways. You can do it without chemicals, which is always the better choice.
Mm.
You get a little knife and dig them out if you can see them.
Okay, one by one.
Yeah, if there's only a few and that's when you sort of, you need to keep an eye on your garden all the time. And if you only see a couple, that's the best time to attack them. But if you've let it go and they've come in for a couple of years and you've got masses of them, you're going to either, there's a couple of other ways, you can wet the foliage of the bindi and sprinkle sulfate of ammonia on top and that actually burns the bindi. But if you sprinkle it too much around, the sulfate ammonia is not bad for your lawn, but if you put too much on and you wet your lawn, it can actually burn it too. Another way you can do it is with boiling water. You put boiling water over the top of it, and that will kill it as well.
Oh, burn them.
Yeah, burn
them. Okay.
And another reason the bindies come in is because the soil is compacted. They love growing in compacted soil, so you probably see them on a strip. You know how you walk in your lawn from your house to the washing line? And there's always a nice dirt track there, and that's where they pop up usually. So what you need to do there is to either put stepping stones towards your washing line.
Yes.
Or get in a garden fork and aerate the soil a bit.
That is fantastic bindi advice, Fiona. Thank you so much.
No worries.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.